Lawmakers in Utah are meeting in special session today, primed for rebellion. The issue? A standoff with the Bush administration over No Child Left Behind. Tension has been mounting since the state made national headlines last year with its plans to opt out of the federal education law. Now Utah's new governor is trying to negotiate a truce with the White House, but talks aren't going well. Reporter Julie Rose of member station KCPW in Salt Lake City has this report.
President Bush's education policy is under fire from a flank he could not have expected. After all, Utah gave him his strongest majority win in both presidential elections. And yet, Utah lawmakers are at the front of an attack on No Child Left Behind. State School Superintendent Patty Harrington explains why the federal education mandate is not popular in Utah.
About half of our schools are now identified as in need of improvement under No Child Left Behind.
A school deemed as failing by federal officials must administer extra tests, file more reports, and ultimately runs the risk of losing federal funds. Utah lawmakers say the No Child Left Behind test is unfair, and last year they were inches from opting out of the federal mandate altogether. State Representative Margaret Dayton was driving the effort.
The amount of money we get is around 5% of our total budget, and yet it dictates 100% of our classroom policy.
But then U.S. education officials threatened to pull $100 million in funding, and the rebellious lawmakers reconsidered. Now Dayton is back on the offensive with a new strategy she hopes will let Utah use its own testing system and still keep the federal cash. Today, Utah lawmakers will vote on that measure. Dayton says it's not a complete opt-out, it's more of a prioritization.
We are not obligated to finance programs that we do not have the state budget to do. We are quoting from No Child Left Behind to justify how, where there are conflicts, the state has that opportunity to make that determination is what's going to be best for the students.
Utah will spend its limited education funds on its own tests, curriculum, and teaching standards. And then, if any money is left over, they'll implement the federal mandates they think are best. Last month, legislators were set to unanimously put that clause into Utah law when, once again, rebellion was put off. This time, the state's new governor stepped in, saying he wanted to explain Utah's position.
This needed to be done because we're little understood in the Department of Education.
That's Utah Governor John Huntsman Jr. He's both a diplomat and a friend of the White House, having served as ambassador to several Asian countries under both Bush administrations. He asked Utah lawmakers to hold off for 1 month while he negotiated with federal officials. But he also made it clear he'd sign the Utah law even if those diplomatic efforts failed.
All I know is that the clock is running, and the department knows the clock is running, and they also know, increasingly, what we need to kind of bridge the differences.
As recently as last week, Huntsman was still hopeful the U.S. Department of Education would come around and grant Utah a waiver to the federal testing regime. But according to the governor's education deputy, Tim Bridgewater, that just hasn't happened.
At this point, we have not received the flexibility that we've requested, and the governor would sign the bill as it passes the legislature.
And that signature could mean losing federal funding. Still, Utah is not alone in its demands for greater flexibility. Other state legislatures are mulling similar measures, and Connecticut is even threatening to sue over No Child Left Behind. The White House continues to insist it will not make exceptions to its education testing system. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Salt Lake City.